Well, coming up on Thursday, November 19th, the UNC Lineberger Center is hosting a big event at the Friday Center. It's a geriatric cancer symposium called Cancer and Older Adults Care and Treatment. Got a lot of speakers at it. It runs from noon to 5. And joining us now is one of the speakers, UNC geriatric oncologist Dr. Trevor Jolly. Trevor, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Aaron. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I'm looking at the schedule of events for the symposium on Thursday the 19th, you're delivering an address called Why Worry About Cancer as We Get Older. So without spoiling the topic of the actual speech itself, why worry about cancer as we get older?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I kind of knew that was coming. So it's actually very interesting because if you watched the TV, you would probably never know it. But cancer is really a disease of aging. So the average age of a cancer diagnosis in the U.S. is about 67 years of age. So as we get older, the risk of cancer actually increases. Compounding that fact is the fact that, unfortunately, or fortunately, the U.S. population is actually aging. And so currently, those over 65 represent about 13% of the U.S. population. Flash forward to 2030, they're going to represent about 20% of the U.S. population. So the fact that cancer is associated with aging and the population is aging is going to mean that there are going to be a lot more older adults with cancer in the future. And that has important workforce implication. Who is going to care for that aging cancer population?
Are there unique challenges associated with treating or diagnosing cancer in older adults in particular?
There are actually some unique challenges associated with caring for older cancer patients. So as we age, we also gather comorbidities, so other medical problems that can either compete with the cancer or can impair our ability to manage cancer. And that's one of the reasons that we're having this symposium, is to share some information and to disseminate some important principles of cancer care in older adults.
What are the most important things that people need to keep in mind as they get older? What are the things that people need to know about cancer, how to manage it, how to diagnose it, how to take care of it?
So that's an interesting question. So one of the things I would say is that not all cancers are the same, for one. So when we hear a cancer, it's obviously concerning, but cancers are all different. In addition to that, not all older adults are the same. So that's an important fact to remember. So you can have two older adults who have the same chronological age, so they're both 65, and one is in a wheelchair and probably not doing so well because that person has multiple other medical conditions and limited functional status. And the other could be out, windsurfing or, doing various activities. So that's an important principle. Unfortunately, what has happened traditionally is that sometimes those two patients get treated in a similar fashion. The other issue is that there is really a lack of data to guide management and treatment of older adults, because traditionally those are the very same people who have been excluded from the clinical trials that we use to, get new therapies to market and approved by the FDA. And so there are several important things that you need to know about cancer and aging. One is that self-care is an important aspect of aging, and so I'm a big proponent of exercise and healthy eating and a healthy diet. And we'll have several speakers kind of talk about eating well and keeping fit before cancer diagnosis, during cancer treatment, and even as a survivor. And so those are some of the important things that I could highlight about the symposium that is coming up on the 19th.
And we're speaking with Dr. Trevor Jolly, UNC geriatric oncologist. This is a symposium we're talking about that's going to be on Thursday, November 19th, noon to 5 at the Friday Center, called Cancer and Older Adults Care and Treatment. UNCLineberger.org is the Lineberger Center's website if you want to know more. Is Sylvia Hatchell going to be there? I see her name on the agenda.
We are hoping to have Coach Hatchell there, yes.
and a number of other leading figures in the UNC Lineberger Center are going to be speaking at this. Is this open to everyone, or is there a particular group of people that this is targeted towards?
This is open to the public. It is a free public symposium. We are hoping to see, cancer patients and their caregivers, their relatives, their friends. We're hoping that we will have a few older adults there, as it's specifically targeted at that population, but also maybe younger caregivers as well.
And we mentioned that you're going to be giving a lecture on why worry about cancer as we get older. That's one of many things on the agenda. What else can people expect to see if they go?
So there is going to be a breakout session, which is phenomenal. We've had this now for the past several years. I think this is the fourth or fifth one. And during the breakout session, we will have experts in various tumor types. So, for example, lung cancer, breast cancer, gastrointestinal cancers, genitourinary cancers, leukemias, lymphomas, surgical management of patients. And during those breakout sessions, you can get up close and personal with an expert and ask the questions that you want to or need to ask to those experts about cancer care and older adults.
And you mentioned the reason for this symposium is that cancer rates tend to increase as people age. Are there specific cancers that tend to be more prevalent as people age?
Across the board, actually. Most human cancers, the incidence increase as you age. In addition to that, unfortunately, the outcomes for cancer in older adults is somewhat suboptimal as well. So breast cancer, lung cancer, these are all kind of diseases of aging.
And you were just mentioning earlier the extent to which you need to treat different people differently based on their particular circumstances. We were just talking just the other day with a couple of folks from the Department of Aging at Orange County about the importance of accommodating and accounting for diversity in the population. Are there specific segments of the population, whether it's gender diversity, racial diversity, economic diversity, specific groups of people in the population that need to be concerned about particular things?
So I think in general, my focus is mainly on older adults. And I think across the board, older adults are a unique population. So one major issue that it is of some concern is polypharmacy. So being on multiple medications, that is one aspect of kind of the care of older adults that I think needs to be addressed. Whether there are specific racial groups, I think these principles kind of apply across the board to all older adults. So understanding that, age or chronological age is really just a number, and it is not equivalent to a functional age, and that not all older adults are the same. Despite being the same chronological age, they may have varying degrees of medical conditions or medical comorbidities. They may have different levels of cognitive function or cognitive impairments or functional deficits. There may be more polypharmacy in older adults. They may have different social circumstances, so less social support is a big issue that we confront in older adults with cancer occasionally. They may have other psychological deficits, so depression, anxiety, and these are things that I believe need to be, one, identified, and two, adequately addressed. And one of the major concepts that will come out during this talk is the concept of a geriatric assessment. This is a kind of a multidisciplinary assessment that's done by various people, including a physician, yes, but also a physical therapist, nutritionist, and so forth. And the goal of doing that is to identify these problems that are typically not addressed in older adults, and to hopefully intervene on them as part of a holistic cancer treatment plan.
And really tailoring each individual's treatment to each individual, right?
Correct. And that is really the goal. The goal is really to tailor therapy for older adults, because we know, unfortunately, from past experience that treating all older adults the same, it doesn't seem to work that well.
Again, we're speaking with Dr. Trevor Jolly, UNC Geriatric Oncology. UNCLineburger.org is the website if you want to know more about the Lineberger Center or about the Geriatric Cancer Symposium. Again, it's called Cancer and Older Adults Care and Treatment, noon to 5 on Thursday, the 19th of November in the Friday Center. And before we let you go, what else should people know that we haven't covered about this symposium or about the Lineberger Center in general?
So we have an excellent geriatric oncology program through the Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center. The program head and really a great leader is Hyman Muss. He will be speaking at the symposium as well. We have a bunch of great speakers. It's usually a lot of fun, so we encourage people to come out. There will be free food, which is always good. And again, I mean, it's just a phenomenal meeting. We've done it for the past several years. There's been a lot of interest in every year since we started. We've had to get bigger and bigger rooms because more and more people keep coming out. So we encourage everyone to come out, bring, you know, your caregivers if you have one, and write down the questions that you have. We are always happy to answer questions and provide, you know, that additional information. Provide answers to the question about additional information that you may have.
Thursday, November 19th, noon to 5 at the Friday Center. It is Cancer and Older Adults Care and Treatment Symposium hosted by the UNC Lineberger Center. Trevor Jolly, thank you so much.
You're most welcome. It was a pleasure to be here.